Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 1, 1804, day 141 of the expedition. Camped on a sandbar opposite a trading house. At the time of writing today's journal entry, Captain Clark believed the name Cheyenne, for both the tribe of Indians and the river, was derived from the French chien, for dog. It is actually a Sioux word, meaning red talkers or alien talkers. Biddle, in his editions of the journals, crossed out all references to dog and nation of dogs. Captain Clark writes,
"The wind blew hard all night from the southeast, very cold. Set out early, passed a large island in the middle of the river. Above the head of this island, about 2 miles, we passed the river Chien, or Dog River. This river comes in from the southwest and is about 400 yards wide. The heads of this river is not known, a part of the nation of dogs. Past the mouth of this river, we are obliged to haul the boat over a sandbar after making several attempts to pass. The wind is so hard, we came to and stayed 3 hours. Continued on with the wind immediately ahead and came to on a large sandbar in the middle of the river. Saw a man opposite to our camp on the larboard side, which we discovered to be a Frenchman. We called to come over. A boy came in a canoe and informed us that 3 Frenchmen were at the house with goods to trade with the Sioux, which he expected down from the Arikaras any day. Good. This Mr. Jean Val informs us that he wintered last winter 300 leagues up the Chien River, under the Black Mountains. Captain William Clark, October 1, 1804.
The trader was Jean Val, probably a member of a prominent family of St. Genevieve, Missouri, or he may be the Val who was a clerk for Regis Loisel. Gass and Ordway note that he spoke English. Monday, several Indians on the bank.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Columbia Legacy Records. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.